This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Tianjin in China on the second leg of his two-nation visit. Prime Minister will participate in the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit beginning today. More from our correspondent.
From the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival at Tianjin Airport to his journey to the hotel, the atmosphere was charged with warmth and excitement. On reaching the hotel, a large number of members of the Indian community welcomed him with spirited chants of Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Vande Mataram and Modi Modi. People appeared overjoyed to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. On the occasion, Chinese women artists trained in Indian classical music by renowned Indian musicians presented a soulful Bande Mataram song on sitar, santoor and tabla. In addition, Chinese dancers performed graceful and well-coordinated recitals of Bharatanatyam, Odissi and Kathak, leaving the audience mesmerized. The rich colors of Indian culture on display made the Prime Minister's welcome truly unforgettable. During the two-day summit, Prime Minister Modi will take part in deliberations on critical issues including regional security, connectivity, sustainable development and cooperation among member states. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Tianjin.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. During the call, President Zelensky shared his perspective on the recent developments related to Ukraine. Mr. Modi thanked President Zelensky and reaffirmed India's steadfast and consistent position for peaceful settlement of the conflict and support for efforts aimed at the earliest restoration of peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh announced the government's plans for a military upgrade, saying India's forces cannot afford to be dependent on foreign supplies in present times. The Defence Minister was in Noida for the inauguration of a private aero engine test facility yesterday. Mr. Singh, in his address at a conclave, has said that the government would provide complete aerial security to all important installations in the country over the next 10 years under the proposed Sudarshan Chakra air defence system. Reserve Bank of India, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has said that India will become the world's third largest economy soon and credited Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana for boosting the country's growth. His remark came at a time when India's GDP grew 7.8% in the April to June quarter of the current fiscal, the highest in five quarters. Addressing a government bank's financial inclusion campaign, Santripti Shivir, at Rangwasa village in Indore, Mr. Malhotra said the central government and the RBI had launched the Jan Dhan Yojana in collaboration with banks 11 years ago, leading to development across the nation. Experts have hailed India's robust growth in the April-June quarter, saying that the economy has exceeded all expectations. On India's GDP growing to 7.8% in quarter one of current fiscal, Professor Yashvir Tyagi, an economist, said that he believes the performance shown by the Indian economy has exceeded expectations. India achieved a historic milestone at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, securing 50 gold medals to lead the medal tally for the first time in the championship's history. India's total medal count reached 99, including 26 silver and 23 bronze medals. Host nation Kazakhstan finished second, while China finished third in the medals tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.